So, which one of us does he think did it, Nigel?
Fred, you really can't...
Well, after all, we know it's pretty serious.
If you'll take my advice, don't get up to any silly tricks. He's certain to see through them.
He saw through ours, all right.
I think he's rather frightened.
I think he's absolutely gorgeous. I wish he'd send for me.
I suppose you think you're going to have a nice, fat, dramatic scene, ending in Alan throwing up the case because you're trop troublante.
I shan't do anything of the kind. I shall be very still and dignified and rather pale and delicately lovely.
Mr. Allen would like to have a word with Miss Gray. I'll take you along, miss.
So, what part of New Zealand do you come from, Miss Gray?
South Canterbury.
Ah, that's the South Island, miss.
Yes, it is.
I was in Mackenzie County 4 years ago. And it was in New Zealand that you met the Lampreys.
Oh, yes. I stayed with them for a while. I thought they were the most wonderful people I'd ever met.
How did Lord Charles enjoy being a sheep farmer? I gather it wasn't altogether a success.
I don't think he took it really seriously. It was more an adventure than anything else. They all belong here, really.
Now, there's one particular point that needs clarifying. The business of Lord Wotherwood calling out for his wife.
Well, we were all here in the dining room when he shouted the first time.
And the second?
It was just after Mike had said goodbye to Giggle. And after Lord Wotherwood called out, I heard the sound of the lift going down.
You certain of that?
Oh, yes. I was trying to find a cigarette, and then I heard the lift come up again. I was leaning out of the window looking at London when I heard Lady Violet make that terrible noise.
Thank you. That is very interesting. You've got a note of that, haven't you, Fox?
Oh, yes, Mr. Allen.
Tell me, do you find the Lampreys much changed since you saw them in New Zealand?
Not really. They all look a bit more grown up than I remembered.
Well, they haven't grown up as far as their pockets are concerned.
Oh, they've never worried much about money. It doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah, but if they're faced with bankruptcy...
Well, something always happens to save them.
I gather this time they may not be so fortunate. You see, we know why his lordship was invited here. Do you happen to know anything of the discussion which took place between him and Lord Charles?
Oh, yes. I know all about it.
Oh, how's that, miss?
Well, it's all rather embarrassing. You see, we all wanted to know what was going on. There's a boarded up door between here and the drawing room. The one over there.
Oh, yes, so there is.
Well, we lay down on the floor and put our ears against it.
We?
Fred and Henry and me.
And the outcome of the discussion wasn't exactly favourable, I understand.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that at all. Lord Wotherwood agreed to rescue them.
He promised to help his brother out?
Oh, yes. I heard it quite clearly.
Well, thank you, Miss Gray. That'll be all.
Oh, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, miss.
Courageous little liar, isn't she?
Ah, you could put it that way.
If there were the slightest chance of it being true, the Lampreys would have been out with the story the moment we mentioned the talk between the brothers. And mark my words, Br'er Fox, as soon as she tells them what she said, they'll be tumbling over themselves to come up with the same story.
Well, it won't be much good to them, I'm afraid. I was talking to one of the parlour maids. She's under notice, so she doesn't care what she says. And she heard the brothers through the pantry door, going at it hammer and tongs. Lord Wotherwood said he'd cut the Lampreys out of everything he could. And Lord Charles said, I wish there was some way I could cut you out for good.
Crikey.
Yeah, that's what I thought, sir.